The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Faith Musonda apprehended. SMEs take note of regulation bill. In international headlines, Ugandan military helicopter crashes. And in sports, Spurs stop claims over Fashion Sakala's alleged absence. Now the news in detail. The Zambia Police Service has confirmed that officers at Woodlands Police Station in Lusaka have apprehended Faith Musonda, 41, and a resident of Chalala in Lusaka for disorderly conduct. In a statement, Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says facts of the matter are that on July 2, 2025, between 0030 and 01 hours, the suspect, while driving a Toyota Fortuner bearing registration number BBA8874, went to the community house in New Kasama residential area, where she was apprehended by members of staff and allegedly conducted herself in a disruptive manner. Police officers swiftly apprehended the suspect, who is currently detained in police custody. Mr. Chilavi says the suspect will be charged with the offence of idle and disorderly conduct. Meanwhile, Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo says Faith Musonda was within her rights to protest the confiscation of her property without due process and without finality to the matter. Mr. Tembo says the Tonse Alliance stand with Ms. Musonda and believe that she should not be charged with any offence for going to protest at the residence of the Republican President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema.
We believe that Madam Faith Musonda was within her rights to protest the confiscation of her property without due process and without finality to the matter. We stand with Madam Faith Musonda, and we believe that she should not be charged with any offense for going to protest at the residence of the Republican President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, because she was merely demanding justice. Therefore, we call upon the Zambia Police Service to immediately release Madam Faith Musonda, because we believe she does not have any case. She did not commit any criminal offense.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe has welcomed the adoption of the Surveyor Commitment, the outcome document of the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, FFD4, which Zambia co-facilitated alongside Mexico, Nepal and Norway. On Monday, United Nations member states adopted the Surveyor Commitment, which presents a broad and comprehensive global framework aimed at addressing the urgent financing challenges hindering sustainable development worldwide. Speaking during the general debate in Savelle, Mr. Haimbe emphasized the need for the swift implementation of the commitments, stressing their critical role in overcoming financing barriers to the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. He underscored the urgency of accelerating progress towards the SDGs to avoid failing an entire generation. The minister further called for enhanced accountability, robust monitoring mechanisms, as well as empowered national institutions to ensure all stakeholders deliver on their responsibilities. He further urged UN member states to prioritize tangible outcomes in key areas such as job creation, food systems, infrastructure, innovation, and human development. The United Party for National Development, UPND, Media Director Maximo says the family of the late president made a decision before the government took a next step to repatriate the body of Dr. Lungu. Speaking during the media briefing at the UPND Secretariat, Mr. Simoe says government took steps to engage the family of Dr. Lungu by giving an envoy of former Vice President Enoch Kavindele and Chief Mumbi. Mr. Simoe says it is not right for the country to start exhuming bodies in the future when the country has an opportunity to bury the former head of state in the country.
You can never erase the record and the fact that ECO once ruled this country. When you talk about former heads of state in this country, you will not overlook ECO. And in government offices which you have visited, you see pictures, former heads of state. National Archives, you see pictures, former heads of state. What story are we going to tell in the future that the former head of state was buried elsewhere? And many people are shocked. They are asking us questions. Are you sure this has no solution? Now, the very people that we are calling for burying outside today are the ones that are telling us that no, instead of going to court, let us see, engage. It was a clever approach also, because the best way to resolve conflict is to go to court than the insults we are seeing and the mudslinging of each other. It was more civil, so that once you put a stop on that, then you can discuss.
The Small and Medium Enterprises SMEs Association of Zambia says it has taken note of the announcement by their minister, Elias Mubanga, regarding plans to introduce a bill in Parliament to regulate SMEs and entrepreneurs with a focus on formalizing micro-businesses and addressing the challenges of accessing loans in the informal sector. In a statement, Chairman Silapwa says while they welcome the initiative aimed at strengthening and empowering the SME sector, the association will raise fundamental concerns that the minister and his ministry appear to be ignoring. Mr. Silapwa says there is need to investigate and publicly address the root cause behind the failure by many SMEs to repay government-funded empowerment loans, how SMEs can repay loans when their businesses are collapsing under the weight of relentless load shedding. He says the government should not be formalizing SMEs about bureaucratic control, and that what SMEs need is support, simplification, and protection. We take a break to stay tuned for international and sports news.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International. A Ugandan.